Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Take Two in the World of Podcasting proudly present to you the WWE Tag Team Super Fans of the World, the Dream Craig Machine, the Badass Johnny P, Take Two Takedown.
And if you're not down with Take Two Takedown, we got two words for you.
Suck it!
Welcome back, people. Episode 31.
31!
I'm John.
I'm Craig.
And this is Take Two Takedown.
Take Two Takedown. Your look into the wrestling world through the eyes of two very handsome.
Yes.
Very hairy.
Yeah. No, but just one.
Middle-aged?
Sure. I don't have my ARP card yet. So yes, middle-aged.
Yeah. Middle-aged men talking about wrestling. That's what we like.
That's what we do.
And I think we need to start this episode with something very important.
Yes.
And that's what's in the glass.
What's in the glass?
Because we're both exhausted, and we need something to wake us up.
What throws me is we're exhausted today, but through all the wrestling that we've gone through the last couple of weeks with the Greatest Royal Rumble, right. Backlash, right. WrestleMania, right. All this crap,
mm-hmm.
We were fine.
This is the easiest week to do.
We just got Raw and SmackDown, and we're wrecked.
And we're done. But we are exhausted. But we have lovely Bang drinks, which I believe...
Bang!
Who is it? Mickie James? Alexa Bliss? One of them drinks this, too.
I don't know.
Liv Morgan?
Glorious.
One of them Instagrammed it.
It's
one of the
glorious.
Female wrestlers. It is glorious. What flavor do you have today, Mr.
Today,
John?
Today, in a throwback to the 70s and a little Jimi Hendrix, I have... Mm-hmm. Purple Haze.
Ooh, that sounds tasty.
And you, Mr. Craig, what will you be drinking this fine morning?
In a throwback to my high school days,
yeah,
I have my high school nickname, Black Cherry Vanilla.
Yep,
yeah.
That would be you.
So, let's open up. All right, and just in case anybody's wondering, Bang is not a sponsor of the show.
No, we
have contacted them. They haven't gotten back to us.
But we are no Mickey James, Alexa Bliss,
Liv Morgan, Sarah Logan.
Yeah, none of them.
One of those that does this. But no. Cheers. Clinkies.
Clinkies.
Clinkies. Oh, that's good Bang.
What does your Bang taste like?
It tastes sort of like a, I'm not trying to sound dumb, like an amped up cherry Coke.
Yeah. Told you, didn't I?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is a good one. Mine tastes like a grape sweet tart.
Mmm. I do like grape sweet tarts.
Yeah, you do.
That does taste like a grape sweet tart.
It's freaking delicious.
Delicious. So the fun part about doing this episode, as we discussed, is that we are starting on a low.
Yeah.
Because we're tired.
Yeah.
But by the end of this episode, and by the end of these cans of Bang, we're going to be going 90 miles a minute.
We should be just on fire.
On
straight fire.
Straight fire.
All right, so if you want to join us in conversation in wrestling, you can get us a couple of ways. The first one is we are pretty much always on Twitter because we are losers right now.
Correct.
And if you want to find us on Twitter, you can get us at Take2Takedown. We spell the word two with T-O-O.
Right.
So you can find us there. Or if you want to ask us a question about anything.
Anything.
You can get us at our email account.
Right, it is TripleTBag.
That's right, I forgot the bag.
At gmail.com. You always
I'm always
forgetting
my sack.
Always forgetting the sack.
But, Craig, I'm going to say we forego letters because you and I got a call out.
We did on the big main show, the main Take Two show, episode 83.
Well, let's get into it. Episode 83, Take Two is the mothership.
The mothership, right.
The mothership handles all of your entertainment news. It goes into movies, TV, comic books.
Yep.
All the juice you can get.
All of it.
And speaking of juice,
mm-hmm.
The operator of the juice section, Jen.
Yes.
Posed a question to us on the show.
Did she?
Yes.
This is very convenient since we are taping our show after theirs is aired.
Well,
mm-hmm.
My friend, Jen wants to know.
Yes.
Our take
mm-hmm.
on the whole John Cena, Nikki Bella breakup, shake up, and then wake up. On the Today Show.
Oh, see, this is interesting because I've been wanting to say how I don't care about this.
Yeah, I'm going to just totally go against you and say I agree.
Yes, yeah. Like, I never understood their sort of relationship in the first place, aside from the fact that they were just two beautiful people.
God, they make a beautiful baby.
Right. I agree with that. But then we all know John Cena does not want babies. Right. Because...
Well, he may not want to procreate.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So there was that whole thing. It was very convenient for the Total Divas that was then on and everything with the WWE that two of their biggest superstars just happened to get together. And then they were going to get... They had the proposal at WrestleMania last year, and then they were going to get married on Cinco de Mayo in Mexico because they're freaking rubes.
Yeah.
And they were going to do that, and then it got called off like 2 weeks before. Like, it wasn't even like a long bit before. It was like 2 weeks, but then she did it and not him, even though it seemed like he didn't care about her in the first place. Well, I don't know.
Let's get to the end of the story.
Yes.
Cena comes on the Today Show.
Right, on the Today
Show. They ask him about it. He says, you know, oh, I still love me some Nikki. I want to marry her. I want to be the father of her babies.
Right.
Who cares? Do you find it funny now that next Wednesday, Nikki Bella will be on the show?
Yes.
And do you think they'll ask her?
Of course.
Do you think they'll have a big get back together?
Well, they had this whole thing. Which if you watched Raw, anybody that watched it noticed, they referred to the NBC upfronts Universal red carpet like 1,000 times because it's where Ronda Rousey and Nia Jax decided on their match because they just make matches themselves, apparently. So they had this on that exact same red
you
carpet.
But can you do this?
Right, yeah.
Hold up a belt? Yeah, I would assume she can. She's got two arms.
So bad.
Anyway, we digress.
But on that red carpet event,
back to
Nikki Bella was there.
Cena and Bella?
Yeah. Somebody asked her, what did you think of John's comments? But apparently she did not know. She hadn't seen the Today Show that day and didn't know about it. And it was, I don't know. It was a thing. But I think you're just leading more and more into everyone believing this is just a work.
We've spent a lot of time on this.
Way too much time on this.
It doesn't matter.
No.
So, Jen, here's our take on it. They make beautiful babies.
Beautiful babies.
I would make a baby with Nikki Bella.
I'd make a baby with John Cena. That'd be cool.
So there you go. That's our take on it.
Right.
We would procreate with both.
Right.
All right. Done deal.
Done deal. On to important things that matter, like Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah, Raw and SmackDown.
Manly things, not manly, stupid things like
manly
weddings.
Manly men things.
Yes. We start Raw this week. They're in London.
Yeah.
In the UK.
Which... I love the London crowd.
I love the London crowds.
Just the opening alone.
The opening alone.
For Raw and SmackDown. Love the London crowds.
I want to say second beat of Roman's intro music. Not even the first. But the
second.
Just the loudest boos we have ever heard on a live television.
Oh, that was so awesome.
And even if you watch like the tape back ones, like from like USA or anything like that, or Hulu, normally they do WWE, so does some secret editing. And this was filmed like 5 hours ahead of time. Like it wasn't like live.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Because they didn't do an episode of Raw at, you know, midnight. They did it. And so they had 5 hours to edit this out, and they either it was so loud that they didn't bother, or they just didn't want to at this point. But the boos like drowned out Roman's music; they were so loud. It was pretty amazing.
It was awesome. But so Reigns comes out.
Yes.
And he wants to pout and stomp his little foot about, it's not fair.
It's not fair. I want another shot.
I want mine.
He calls out Jinder and says, Jinder, you come out here and fight me like a man. Drop the mic.
Let me ask you this, though. Are they bringing Jinder up or are they taking Roman down?
I don't know.
Either way, this sucks for both of them.
I don't care about this.
Yeah, either way, it sucks for both of them.
Yeah.
But with that said, I do like Kurt Angle coming out and saying, fuck you, Roman. You ain't getting it.
You ain't getting it. We gave you your shot. Though it's very obvious to me that they are doing this whole WWE management against Roman shtick because he said the phrase WWE management like 10 times.
Oh, yeah.
So they're obviously doing this. Management is keeping you down, Roman.
If you go back to the WWE website and look at like the results of Raw, it starts out with, is Roman Reigns best for business? Apparently, WWE management isn't so sure.
Yeah. Like, so, this is what they're doing.
This is the rub.
So they're basically
trying to CM Punk him.
They're trying to CM Punk Daniel Bryan him. Like, that's what they're doing to
him. It's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. Because no matter what you do, Roman Reigns is not an underdog.
No.
No.
He's the big dog.
Roman Reigns. Not an underdog.
Not an underdog.
Not an underdog.
And I think the whole crowd, the whole WWE universe was like, you know, listen, if you didn't cram them down our throats, we probably would have taken to him.
Because I like him as a wrestler.
He's fun in the ring.
Yeah.
But, you know, because they did this, now we all love the fact that we get to hate Roman Reigns.
Exactly.
And we don't hate him because he's a heel. We hate him because you don't want us to hate him.
Yep. Yep.
So, I don't know. Would WWE be even better if they were like, wait. We want you to, you know, love him.
Love him.
Love him. Then we'd be like, yeah, we'll love him because you want us to.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't know. But Angry Reigns goes downstairs, finds Jinder, or downstairs, backstage.
Yeah.
Finds Jinder, slams him, even though Jinder takes his poor Singh brother and throws him in front of him like a human shield.
You notice he took his head wrap off first, too.
He did, of course, yeah.
Because you don't fight with that on.
No, you don't. You just look intimidating and scary with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Roman's had to fight a Singh brother.
Right.
Jinder Mahal.
Yes.
And both his nipples.
Correct. Yes. Best part about the backstage fight, the first one at least, is that Jinder gets thrown into the giant bowl of popcorn that just happens to be sitting backstage on the table.
I love that.
Because that's just always sitting back there.
I love that Jinder had an episode where he had an issue picking up a recycling bin that had five cans in it.
Yes.
He's like, I'm going to hit you with this plastic can.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's annoying, I'll give you that.
Right, yeah.
But it's like, it doesn't hurt.
Stop.
But Roman sells. Roman sells. It hurts so bad.
The plastic. It's hard plastic.
The supple plastic is going to hurt so bad.
Oh, and then that's broken up, and that's a thing.
Yeah, that's a thing. It was awful.
So then we move on to what his, again, the best match of the night.
Monday Night Rollins.
I want to say for the past, since he got the belt at least, probably 2 weeks before that, everything that Rollins does is freaking gold.
But Rollins is the best of the best on WWE right now. He is their consummate worker.
Yes.
He is the show.
Mm-hmm.
He is promos, he's wrestling, he's in-ring entertainment. He's everything WWE needs, wants, and desires.
You're right. And him calling out Brock Lesnar somehow is so much more authentic than when they had Roman doing it. Like, Rollins tweeting out hashtag Brock who is amazing. Like, it's just much better than when they had Reigns doing it and all that sort of stuff. Like, it's, and then this whole, the open challenge, and then KO comes out, and you got KO versus Rollins, and we've always been fans of Kevin Owens. Like, he's good. But them together was amazing. I loved it.
You put anyone with Rollins right now, you could put, like, a No Way, maybe a Titus even, and it'd be a good match.
Mm-hmm.
So, I look forward to it. So, let me ask you a question.
Let me ask
you
this.
How did you feel about the end of this match?
Because it had the Rollins rolling out, you know, because he didn't want to get pinned, and then coming back in, and Kevin Owens was trying to get in, and then, you know, you got the curb stomp, and he's out, and he wins. So Rollins wins it. I feel the rolling out of the ring, for as good as Rollins has been, is a little bit of a cop-out. Like, he hasn't done that. He hasn't used that advantage as champion to sort of roll out of the ring first and then come back in, like, to not lose.
But even after that, Owens feels like he's owed a rematch because it wasn't fair.
Mm-hmm. What wasn't fair about it?
Because, you know, he couldn't get in the ring. Mm-hmm. And so he, but then he's like, Kurt Angle goes, no, dude.
No.
And I'm liking this rematch, yeah. this Kurt Angle, this this episode, Kurt Angle's like, no, screw you, and screw you, and screw you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The match is over.
Yeah.
Done. You lost.
So you lost.
Suck it
deal
up.
With it. And he's like, fine. Mm-hmm. I'm going to send a message to Stephanie McMahon.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Why is she becoming prevalent again?
I don't know.
So, I don't know. I kind of like it, though. Mm-hmm. I kind of like using the little, if I can't get what I want, I'm going to call mom and mom's going to make you.
Exactly.
And I like that this will get even more into it when we talk about Sami Zayn a little bit.
Yes, it will.
So then we have a Money in the Bank qualifier match.
Right, Money in the Bank between three amazing people.
Why are we swatting at each other like kittens?
Yay, meow. Money in the Bank.
All right, so Money in the Bank.
No way, Jose.
No way.
versus Bobby Roode.
Hey, you want to hear a crappy dad joke?
Yes, go for it.
What wrestler doesn't like protein?
What wrestler does not like protein, John?
No way, Jose. That's W-H-E-Y.
Ha ha!
Saw that on Twitter last night, and I don't know why, but that was like one of those stupid-ass knee slappers.
Oh, we are children.
Yeah, we're dumb. All right, so No Way Jose, the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and Baron Corbin, the lone wolf.
Right. And going into this match, you knew No Way was not going to win.
Wait. Mm-hmm. I have funny things my kid says.
Oh, I do like funny things your kids say.
All right. So my 11-year-old Colin and I are watching SmackDown, of all things, last night.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking, and he goes, Dad, what do you think your wrestling name would be?
Right.
And I was like, I don't know. We know. I know what my wrestling name would be. But
John,
I was like,
the Demigod. Right.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know, son. What do you think your name would be?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, oh, the wolf's already taken. And as I'm choking down the laughter, which I am not doing right now, I looked at him and I said, son, why would you be the wolf? He goes, well, I can't be the wolf. There's only one wolf, the lone wolf, and that's Baron Corbin.
Right. Obviously. Obviously.
And I said, well, I mean, that makes sense. And he looks at me and he goes, I don't know. I don't want to be associated with him.
I don't blame him.
I was like, so you'd be a wolf pack of two?
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I think of with Blades of Fire, Will Ferrell, and what's his name? Napoleon Dynamite.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm
a wolf pack of one.
Yeah. So now we know that my 11-year-old son, Colin, will not be
the wolf. He will not be the wolf.
No.
Maybe the fox.
No, because that's the foxy one.
Oh, that's true.
Alicia Fox. He'll figure it out.
He will.
I'll let you know. All our listeners.
Please do. Everybody, if you're thinking about what his son's wrestling name should be, tweet us at Take2Takedown and say this is what John's son's wrestling name should be.
All right. So let's get back to No Way, the glorious one, and the lone wolf.
And the lone wolf. They fight. You knew No Way was not going to win this one. They were either going to go giving it to Bobby Roode, or they were going to, again, give something like this to Baron Corbin, who had the Money in the Bank last time.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's no stranger to a Money in the Bank.
Right.
He just can't win it.
But Corbin's in there winning. All right, he's doing well. But then he tries to spear, I believe it's Bobby Roode, and gets taken out by the infamous Strowman corner pole that can only stop giants, apparently. And he is just out at that point. He can't even fight anymore.
Yeah.
It's kind of depressing. But Roode wins by pinning No Way Jose. So now you got Bobby Roode and Money in the Bank.
I don't care.
I don't.
I think
he's
any
not
one
somebody
of the
who
three...
seems like a good ladder match wrestler to me.
Any one of the three is a filler.
Right.
And Bobby Roode right now as a face is no good.
Yeah.
When he was a heel at NXT, he was so much better.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is there are no good faces out there. You got Rollins and you got Bryan.
And that's pretty much it. Yeah.
So
that's pretty much it.
I don't know. You know what I am happy about?
Mm-hmm.
The B team.
The B team may be the greatest thing that's happened to this show ever.
Like, they were just so excited when they got the win. They were like, we did it!
We won? Staring at you like, oh my God!
What? And they had the white t-shirt with the Sharpie Bs.
Right, with the Sharpie B. The best part being them meeting Kurt Angle before and saying, look, we're the A-team. We need to be the A-team. And Kurt Angle saying, no, you can't be the A-team. That's a TV show and a movie. You can't do that.
No.
They're like, then we'll be the B-team.
There you go. Well, let's talk about Kurt Angle, because we saw him backstage before this match.
Right. This is when Owens was asking for the rematch. He went to check in on poor Jinder Mahal with a doctor, and Jinder says, you need to postpone this match. I'm so hurt from being thrown into popcorn.
He's putting a bag of ice on his side,
right.
And the Singh brother's like, no, put the ice down. He's like, I don't want the ice. There's some horrible acting here.
Right. But Jinder is slated to be in the main event, so... We hope that he will be okay by the end of this.
Oh, we hope he'll be able to make the match.
Who knows?
But, so the B-team beats Breezango.
Oh, I love the B-team.
But I like Breezango, too.
I like Breezango, too.
I like
But
Breezango
actually looked good. This was the first time, I think, in a while, Breezango's actually been able to wrestle a match. I mean, they've been thrown to, you know, the wolves of the Bludgeon Brothers, or, like, being inside, like, a five-tag team Rumble recently.
Or just filler.
Yeah, just filler. Like, this time they actually wrestled. They actually did some stuff. Fandango looked good. Like, I liked it. Like, I thought it was good.
I like Fandango being the hot tag of the team. Like,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Tyler takes the bumps.
Mm-hmm.
Breezango comes in, does his thing. I like it.
And if they go for this whole now B team is undefeated, like, that's the thing that they're going to go for.
The B team is like, hey, you know what? We could take on Bray and Hardy for the title yeah. belts after one match.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just one match. We're good.
We got him. We can take
we got it.
Mm-hmm. Then we get into the 6-woman tag team match, which didn't really seem... Whatever.
Yeah, who cares?
WWE just throws shit together.
Banks, Natalya, and Ember Moon.
Right.
Versus the Riot Squad.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think?
It was okay. Like, there really wasn't anything, like, memorable about this. I mean, you have Natalya winning it by submission pinning, but that's just what she does most of the time.
Like, I think the biggest rub after the whole match, like, the match was The biggest rub after the whole match is if you follow them on Twitter, the two of them are talking about, I got bruises all over my body, and the other one's saying, I'm going to give you more.
Yeah, like, the.
I don't know.
I don't know what they're...
Liv Morgan's cute?
Like, I guess they're going for this whole... Because I think they're trying to... And I've noticed this even a little bit with Raw and even some with SmackDown. They're doing other women's matches to remind you who all the women are so that when they throw them in Money in the Bank qualifiers over these next few weeks, you're like, hey, I remember them. Like, because out of this whole group, Ember Moon's the only one in the qualifier right now.
I was gonna say, the only one that was memorable out of this whole group was Ember Moon.
Yeah, and Ember Moon continues to look good in every match she's in. Like, she is... I don't know if she's just shining better or whatever, but she seems to be, like, leaps and bounds above some of these other wrestlers she's in there with. Even people like Natalya, who's been there for 45 years.
Yeah, well...
And then you have another, speaking of Bray and Matt Hardy, you get the Deleter of Words versus the Revival.
All right, so the match is okay. I love that they are calling their ending move the Kiss of Deletion.
The Kiss of Deletion, yes.
And it's a killer move. I love it.
It is. It looks awesome.
The best part I take away from all of this is, did you see the backstage where the B team is taking notes?
We may have to claim the B team as T3's favorite tag team.
I don't know. I'm going to give them another 2 weeks.
Okay.
And if they keep this shtick up, they are growing on me.
They are.
I love this little B-team thing.
Yep.
Just the sheer fact that, like, oh, my God, we win.
We win? This is amazing.
Wait a minute. Now we're going to take notes?
Right, yeah.
And my thinking is this is eventually going to go into another Bray Wyatt faction.
That's what I think we both hope.
It's going to be brothers versus brothers down the road. But, you know, I don't know. Let's get into probably one of the best parts of the whole show.
And that would be our lovely Sami Zayn.
Love Sami Zayn!
He comes in ring, does this whole promo about how he fought Lashley, he got seriously hurt. Here's my doctor's note that says I contracted vertigo by fighting him.
Because
that's a thing you just contract.
Well,
like
when you're held upside down for 27 seconds,
right.
It happens.
But the best part about that being when he has to read his doctor's note,
do you know?
He pulls out his glasses.
Yeah, but do you know he is the first documented case of vertigo in the WWE?
What?
Yes, he's a trendsetter.
Oh, isn't that amazing? Look at him. I love this. And then he says, but he's done his research. He's looked all over Facebook. And he has contacted Lashley's three sisters.
Yeah, he did.
And he will bring them to Raw next week to give the real dirt on Lashley.
Yeah, so he's trying to disrupt this whole kind, loving family man that Lashley is.
So there are two things I hope happen from this.
What?
One, that Lashley's sisters will beat up Sami Zayn.
Uh-huh.
Two, that Gordo is going to be so pissed from Alleged Wrestling Podcast, that this Lashley interview shtick is lasting 3 weeks long.
Ooh. I don't know what I want more.
But somehow, them getting upset about it on Alleged Wrestling makes it better for me.
Every time we say Lashley, I just hear Gordo going,
yeah, exactly. Or, and now they're not only moving this in the next week, which they showed more clips from last week's very important, in-depth interview with Lashley. But now we're moving on to it. Next week, we're going to have more stuff about it with the sisters. Oh, so much Lashley on
so
our TV.
Great. We love Lashley only because it pisses other people off.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so then we have a female Money in the Bank qualifier match.
Right, we get Bayley versus Alexa Bliss versus Mickey James. Now you got a problem here because Alexa Bliss and Mickey James are friends.
Well, didn't but this she is all woman for themselves. Before?
She did, but that was before. We don't talk about that. Now they're friends.
Hmm. So I'm assuming this causes some friction between one Bliss and one James.
There is. There's a few times they try and flip up on each other. There's a few punches thrown.
Does this sound familiar? I think I saw that again last night.
Oh, wait.
We'll get into that story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Funny how the same writers are writing the same thing for the different show.
Oh, come on.
Getting rough.
Yes.
Getting
but
rough.
Bliss ends up winning it by pinning Bayley, so she didn't have to pin her best friend. Mickey James, but Bliss ends up now being in the Money in the Bank.
All right, but this leads me down a rabbit hole.
A rabbit hole!
So, Nia Jax, we brought this up earlier. Nia Jax challenges Ronda Rousey to a match on the red carpet of, you know, don't pick your nose in public, charity.com.
Whatever it was, yes.
Anyway, so they set this up.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it supposed, it was stated that Ronda Rousey would be on Raw,
mm-hmm.
and that she would be doing pay-per-views, and that she would be a main character on the show, and I have yet to see her wrestle a match that wasn't on a pay-per-view.
Exactly. And wasn't on, you mean the one.
It, and she only wrestled one stage match.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is so high on Ronda Rousey,
mm-hmm.
and I get that you are banking on the name, and you're trying to keep her fresh and keep the longevity going, but Jesus Christ, if you're going to promise us, the fans, that she is going to perform,
mm-hmm.
have her perform.
Exactly. And I like the fact when they show this whole red carpet interaction, they at least have Ronda call out. She's like, you know, Nia Jax says, do you want this? And she's like, well, there's a lot of other women that deserve this ahead of me. I've only fought one match. I shouldn't be the one next to fight. And Nia's like, well, I can fight whoever I want to fight, and I want to fight you. And she's like, okay. Like, at least they acknowledge it, small, in one small part, but they acknowledge it at least.
Do you think it's too soon for Nia to drop the belt to Rousey?
Yes, I do.
I would agree.
I would agree.
I don't think you want to strap Rousey for a year.
At least if you're going to have Rousey lose, I would want her to lose to somebody like Nia Jax, Charlotte Flair, Asuka. Like, I want it to be a good match that her losing is believable.
Asuka's going to take care of somebody else.
Oh, geez.
Thank God.
Thank God.
But here's my thing. I think you want to keep the strap off of Rousey for at least a year.
Yes.
Let her develop some chops. Let her learn how to act and cut a promo.
Mm-hmm.
And give her some straight matches. Give her some TV time so that we can build a relationship with her.
Exactly.
Right now, we just know her as the entity of Ronda Rousey.
Mm-hmm.
Like who she was with MMA and the one match she had.
Right, right. Which was good. We agreed when we talked about WrestleMania.
It was good,
she looked
yeah.
good. But that's also one thing. We're basing everything off of one match we've seen.
And I don't think it's fair to us, the fans, that you don't allow us to develop an affection for the character one way or the other.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I think you need to keep the belt off of her. And if that's going to be the case, this is going to be a dirty finish.
Yes. Yes.
Like, she's going to wind up knocking Nia out outside of the ring or something.
Something like that, yeah.
Alexa Bliss is going to get involved or something's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I don't think it'll be a clean win because I don't think they can put the belt on Rousey so soon.
No.
And I don't think they want to have her lose clean so soon.
Right. I would agree with both of those points. So.
All right. Mostly. But anyway, so we go through the match.
Mm.
James and Bliss had some action. Mm-hmm. Bayley's just the punching bag.
Right. And
Bliss wins. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy with Bliss winning.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is nobody right now, maybe outside of Rollins and The Miz, nobody right now doing better promo work than Alexa Bliss.
Yes, and giving somebody like Bliss the Money in the Bank leads her to do great promo work.
On wherever she wants. Phenomenal with that case.
And I mean, and she can be with that case doing those stupid selfie cell phone promos to either one, whoever has it on either show. You know, she doesn't even need to be on SmackDown, and she can still just do some promos against that. So I'm down with whoever, you know, she goes against. But right now I'm pushing for her to win.
Yep. I think out of everyone that's in it now, I think she would be the best to have it.
Yeah.
And I think she could carry that money in the bank and make it relevant for the whole time she has it.
Yes.
Unlike one Carmella that just horse-faced it. And God, I hated her. I still hate her.
So much to discuss when we get to her. But we have to finish Raw first. Raw first.
So you know what I love?
Yes.
I love Styrofoam. You want to know why?
Why?
It makes the best fake walls for Mahal to go through.
It sure does, because Roman Reigns threw him through that and found like a secret chamber.
There are often false walls behind cinder block structures.
Yep, it was crazy.
It was great.
But once again, we don't care about this.
Really, are we supposed to care about this feud? Because I don't
care.
I have no feelings. You know what I do have feelings for?
Yes.
What I actually enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Ziggler McIntyre versus Strowman and Balor.
Yes. Yes.
What a good match.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It was very good. We got to start out with the fact that obviously WWE listens to us.
Well, yeah, because you said, have Ziggler come out first, then cut the music for McIntyre.
Right, and have them walk down to McIntyre music, because it's great.
And
they did it.
Yeah.
And they did it.
So the notes you've been leaving Uncle McMahon have just been working.
They're just doing great. All right. I just like McIntyre looks good, and I like this McIntyre-Ziggler thing. Like, I think it looks good. I mean, you knew you weren't going to have Strowman lose this. It ended up being Ziggler pinning Balor, you know, to win it because there were some distractions going on. But I liked the fact, I think all four of them looked good in this.
So would you say in this match that McIntyre took out Strowman, or once again, Strowman took himself out by hitting a ring post?
It was a ring post once again.
Jesus
Christ. That horrible ring post.
There's only four of them, Braun. Stay away.
Stay away.
They're your kryptonite.
Yes, exactly. They are. When someone's in the corner, don't charge them head down. No. It doesn't work for you, ever.
So that left Finn just out there ready to be pinned.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And Ziggler takes the pin.
Yeah. But I like that they did it, you know, a little bit dirty. Like, it wasn't just a clean pin. There were distractions, and, you know, I liked that. Like, so you're not making Balor necessarily look weak. So it was good. Like,
I liked it. I liked that they're building heat between the two.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad. Like, Strowman has nothing. He's just not, I don't want to say circling the drain, but he's just kind of there.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have enough to do with him. But he is so over with the crowd and everything else that it's kind of like, you don't want to strap him.
No. Because he's like their top baby face that you don't want to do anything with. Because
once you do something with him, he has to lose.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I do like the combination of him and Balor.
That is a great
combination. That's a fun mix.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, if Balor stands on his shoulders, they make like a superhuman.
Well, he looks like the male version of Alexa Bliss.
Right.
In that team.
Their team, Little Big Boy.
Little Big Boy. Little Boy Big Man.
Little Boy Big Man.
So I liked it. It was a good match. But that leads us to Sami Zayn.
Well, this was the Money in the Bank qualifier with Elias, Bobby Lashley. And then because Jinder Mahal was hurt, Kevin Owens went in and took its place.
Yeah.
I mean, how convenient. How convenient.
But Sami Zayn gets involved.
Sami Zayn
not?
Gets involved. He pulls Lashley off because he's about to pin KO. And he can't have that happen to his best buddy.
Sami Zayn fought through the vertigo to save his friend.
Exactly.
You would do the same for me, right?
I would fight through contracted vertigo to help you.
It's a documented case.
It's documented.
He wore his glasses.
He read it with his old man glasses. It's true.
I can't Very say true. I have old man glasses.
I know. And a driving cap.
I do.
You do.
I sure do.
Sure do. But that distraction of Sami Zayn, you know, pulling him off, and then it sets up for KO pinning Elias. And now KO is in the Money in the Bank.
As it should be.
As it should be. But I love the fact that Elias was, again, trying to sing as his intro. Kevin Owens comes out to interrupt. As Elias, at some point, Lashley's out of the ring. KO's out of the ring. Elias notices that they're both out and they're both not moving. So he goes over, grabs his guitar, grabs the mic, and once again wants to start singing in the middle of the match.
Yeah.
Because he has the chance, and the people need to hear him.
Well, I mean, is he more there to wrestle, or is he more there to perform?
Oh, he's there to perform.
Yes, and that's why we love him.
He is the greatest performer, sold-out arenas everywhere. The most popular televised performer in history.
The Drifter.
I'm saying.
The Drifter.
The Drifter. Not as good as Big Dog. But
no.
No.
Mm-mm. But that was Raw.
That was the Raw.
It was good.
Good?
Good. Enough?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good enough.
Good enough.
Then we get into Letdown.
Oh, Letdown this week. Neither show was really, like, spectacular.
They were... No, but, I mean, I like it now because we're getting that slow burn again where we're getting time to build up the feuds for Money in the Bank.
Right.
Like, on Raw, we know that this is leading to Roman and Mahal having a singles match.
Yes.
And it's going to be, like, you know, a Punjabi death camp match or whatever it was.
Whatever it ends up being, yeah.
But those two are going to wind up fighting. We're developing our Money in the Bank, you know, competition. Mm-hmm. And I'm all right with it.
Yeah. We're the fans of slow burns, so we're good with it. Eh. Like, mm-hmm. But we start SmackDown this week with Daniel Bryan doing in-ring promo with Renee Young.
Wait.
Yes.
Renee Young this week.
Mm-hmm.
That dress.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
We called her out on the Twitter.
Yeah.
We said our top three interviews we want for T3 is in order. Becky Lynch, obviously.
Well, yeah, because.
All right. Renee Young.
Yes, because.
Because. And then Mojo Rawley.
Well, because.
And then we want our theme song sung by Elias.
By Elias.
Right.
Now, if we didn't get Elias, would you get Xavier Woods playing it on Francesca?
Totally down with that.
Okay.
Totally down with that.
Mm-hmm. But I had to say, like, that dress on Renee Young this week, she looked fabulous.
Fabulous.
And I can't get over how cool she is. Like, every time I hear her on a different show, like, I listen to her
she's
on
Edge so much Christian's cooler than
podcast.
Us.
Yeah. And she was just, she's so over in my world right now.
So much cooler than us.
But she's in interviewing Daniel Bryan, and Daniel Bryan's like, you know, I'm here. I just want to wrestle. Now I want to be a champ.
Right. Right.
And who comes out and interrupts him?
Oh, a big 7-foot tall, big cock.
No. Big ass.
Ooh.
Because that's what he is.
Ooh. He comes out, he interrupts, he walks into the ring, they have some words with each other, and Daniel Bryan can't take it anymore. He snaps.
I loved it.
And just starts attacking him.
I love angry Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the lesion that he had on the side of his big nose.
I'm guessing
that
so.
That just, he was bleeding, the blood was gone from his brain, and he lost it.
Exactly. He attacked that previously injured knee.
Good.
Poor Big Cass.
Please let this be the end of that stupid feud.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to be. They're both going to fight at Money in the Bank, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I need it to be over with. Yeah. It's horrible.
Yeah. So we get into an interesting Money in the Bank qualifier.
So it's two teams.
Right.
The New Day and the Bar.
Right.
And the winning team gets to pick who they're going to send to the Money in the Bank.
Right. Which is an interesting sort of choice for them to do.
Unique dynamic.
Why don't they do a tag team Money in the Bank?
But here is my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the beginning of the breakup of New Day? Because
that's what was brought up by the wife yesterday, too, as we were watching this.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
I don't. They're so good together.
Mm-hmm.
I think they would be fine apart.
Yes.
But who do you give the push to? Like, Kofi had his time. Yeah. I think he's kind of on the out.
I think the push is obviously going to Xavier.
He's
fought the past 2 weeks in a row.
But why not Big E?
I'm not saying you can't do it, but they've pushed for Xavier to do this, and Xavier gets this win against the Bar. So I'm assuming that their push is going for Woods.
I want to see that.
Yeah.
But I can honestly see them giving the push to Big E.
And
Xavier just being a mid-card babyface.
Maybe.
What happens to the pancakes when mom and dad break up?
I don't know.
What happens to the pancakes?
Side note.
Yes?
I feel that as a... arm reaching out, generosity, welcoming olive branch to the UK. Instead of pancakes, New Day should have thrown out scones or crumpets.
More
crumpets.
Tea cookies, but you can put an eye out with that.
You can put an eye out. Go for crumpets. Crumpets.
No, God damn it, we're Merca. Merca likes pancakes.
Merca likes pancakes.
We throw pancakes.
It is the International House of Pancakes, so pancakes are international.
Mr. Booty's worth.
Supplies the pancakes.
So.
But now New Day has to choose who's going into the Money in the Bank, right, means I assume whoever they're going to go for the singles push for is going to be who New Day chooses.
Yeah. So who do you think is going to be, Big E or Xavier? I don't think Kofi's in it.
I don't think Kofi's in it. And I think in terms of a ladder match like Money in the Bank is...
Xavier Woods.
It's got to be Xavier Woods.
It'd be so awesome.
Yeah, Big E is not a ladder match guy.
No, he'd be like Samoa Joe with the ladder. Right,
he is a steel cage match guy.
Yeah. But obviously New Day wins the match. They get to pick who they're going to send in. Mm-hmm. You and I both agree on Xavier Woods.
Yes.
But I wouldn't be surprised if it was Big E.
I wouldn't be.
The big outside surprise would be if it was Kofi.
I agree. Because like you said, Kofi's had his run.
Yeah, but don't let me steer you wrong. Kofi in a ladder match is awesome.
Oh, he would be amazing in it. Yeah. Yeah.
So then it finally happens.
Oh, it does. He finally comes to SmackDown.
It finally happens.
Andrade Cena almost.
CN.
CN?
Almost. Not Cena.
Cena?
There is no A on the end of his
name. Cena? Mexican Cena. Is that who he is?
Yeah. Right? Sure. Okay. So he comes in and he kills a jobber.
He does. Jake Constantino is the guy's name.
My favorite part is then Zelina comes in and goes, "We come to your show. We grace you with our presence. We are here to show you what we can do, and you give us this," yeah, as she displays the carnage or the carcass of the dead body.
Of the dead body. Exactly. Exactly. It's amazing. And she goes against everybody in that locker room and says, "We can beat all of them." I love that. Like, I love that that's what they're doing.
She's calling everyone out, and she sold. And God, she looked good last night.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. I can't wait to see her in the ring taking bumps. I love the promos. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, yes, thank God it's finally here.
Yep. Yep.
So.
Totally okay with all of it.
So we go from something as awesome as that.
Correct.
To the crap show Melibration.
Yes. The Royal Melibration. Town criers, royal guards holding the belt on a pillow. She comes out. I at least enjoy the heelness of Carmella. The bow down to me because I am a princess.
I will give you 30 seconds to praise me.
Right. I am better than you. Cheer me. I am better than you.
And then as she's doing her little Melibration, Paige comes out.
Paige comes out because she calls out all the female wrestlers and how much better she is.
We are going to have to start a new drinking game for all our friends and fans.
Mm-hmm.
And every time Paige says baby girl,
yes,
you have to take a shot.
Okay, I'm totally down with that.
You would be shit-faced in five.
Exactly, exactly. So she comes out. She says, "I know that you're better than all these people. You say you are. I mean, that's great. Good for you. Hey.
I'm back. Fuck you."
But then, being the general manager she is, she says, "You need to defend your title at Money in the Bank." She says, "No, I don't need to defend it.
No.
I mean, yes, you do. Yeah. I am the manager. I say you have to, and you'll be defending it against her." And it's Asuka.
Oh, so good. I can't wait for Asuka to destroy her.
So there are two things this week that I personally know we put out on the Twitter. Yes. There was one.
Yes.
That there's rumors that Brock Lesnar will keep the belt until WrestleMania.
Yes.
Two.
Yes.
There is now this Asuka Carmella fight.
Yeah.
If Brock Lesnar keeps the belt till WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Or if Carmella beats Asuka.
Yes.
I say we cancel T3 and never do the show again.
I can't give it up.
I think we have to. I may have to give up wrestling.
No.
If Asuka loses to Carmella, I don't know if I can ever watch wrestling again.
No.
Because that is horrible. There is no reason in any situation that Asuka should lose to Carmella.
If she loses clean.
You mean like she'd beat Charlotte?
Yeah. Twice.
Twice.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. If that happens with Asuka.
Because I firmly believe they are going to allow Brock Lesnar to hold the belt so that he can beat CM Punk's record.
I'll give you that, but that's SummerSlam. If he keeps the belt till WrestleMania, I'm done. I can't do this anymore.
But who do you put up against him?
We
said before, you can't strap Braun Strowman because once you strap him, he's got to lose.
I don't care if Jake Constantino, the jobber, goes against Brock Lesnar. Somebody else has to take that belt.
Oh, man.
Who do you think she's going to show up at more Raw tapings? Jake Constantino or Brock Lesnar?
Yeah, who do you think gets paid more money?
Doesn't matter.
The janitor?
The janitor.
Or Jake Constantino? Jake Cosentino got a sandwich and some of the popcorn off the floor.
The guy who refills popcorn buckets for them, or Jake Cosentino?
Because as a prime athlete, as I'm about to perform, the biggest snack I want is popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I don't think I could give it up. But then we get into not just a dream match in John's world.
Right,
but
right.
A fantasy match.
A fantasy match.
And I don't know if our fans and friends figured it out, but when that match was on, I did not tweet at all.
At all.
I literally sat there with a bucket under my chin, drooling over the three women I love.
So this was Becky Lynch.
I love you, Becky Lynch.
Mandy Rose.
Your side dime.
Sonya Deville.
Side dime.
So if somehow this match was occurring with commentary by Renee Young, would you even be able to handle yourself?
No. No. I think my poor little heart would have exploded.
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 So there are a few things that we need to mention about this match. One, I think it's obvious Mandy Rose's intro music is just from a porn.
Oh, right? Straight
porn music.
Yeah.
And do you also notice, like, the soft, like...
the fuzz.
Filter they put on it?
Yeah.
Like, so it looks like a glamour shot? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Why?
What is that for? I don't know why, but it works.
But it works?
Okay, so is that all that you... taken from this match, because I've got a list.
Please go down the list of things John enjoyed about this match. Remember, PG-13.
All right. Number one, Becky Lynch was looking a little cheeky.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Me likey.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she's in at least her home time zone. Ireland and UK.
By cheeky, I meant you could see a little bit of her rear end cheeks.
Right. Are Ireland and
UK in the same time zone? Oh. They're somewhere close.
There's
to
at
each
least
other.
A chance that there's people she is related to are at this show.
There's like this channel of water between the two.
Right. What is that? The Caspian Sea?
There's a channel between the two.
What is that? The Panama Canal?
Yes, that's it. Okay. The Panama Canal.
Panama Canal.
Which America built in South America
right.
is between Ireland and England.
Right. You're welcome.
Okay. Well, what's up, Captain Geography?
Learn something new every day, folks.
All right. Let me get back to my lineage of wonderful things. Let me get back to my wonderful lineage of all the awesomeness that was this match.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Number one, Becky Lynch's ass cheeks were hanging out of her
correct.
Tights. Love right. it. Number two, Sonya Deville's ass cheeks were hanging out even more. Like she was almost wearing a thong. Love it.
Love it.
All right. The whole interaction between Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose where it's like, I didn't mean to roll you up. Wait, now I didn't mean to roll you up. It was kind of entertaining to me.
That was very entertaining. I
love the fact that not once but twice, if you watched, Sonya Deville either punched or kicked Mandy Rose in the boobs, and Mandy Rose like literally held her breast and went like, "Hey,
that kind of hurts.
The fuck you doing that for?"
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then with the win ended up being, I believe it was Mandy Rose accidentally punching, kicking.
Yeah.
Sonya Deville.
Yeah.
So then she's like, oh, no, I hurt my friend. Lynch takes advantage of it, pins Mandy Rose for the submission.
Beautiful. Gives her in the disarmor.
Mm-hmm.
So I love this match, and I know it's because I'm a pure mark and that because of my huge crush on Becky Lynch and just the fact that Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville are very attractive to me. You know, yes, I totally marked out
for
this. You
are such a dirty old man.
I will do it again, time and time again, and I feel no shame whatsoever.
No shame.
None.
No shame.
So, and it is true, the wrestling life. It is true, alleged wrestling podcast. It is true, those that know me, my love and crush on Becky Lynch only grows day by day.
Day by day. And now she's in Money in the Bank.
Do you know, though, she's free.
I heard that.
Her and the boy toy broke up.
Exactly. She was already dating an MMA fighter.
So.
Next on the list, podcaster.
Yeah. Out of shape, overweight.
Right.
Podcaster.
Podcaster.
Who wouldn't want that?
Who wouldn't want some of you?
Yeah. Awesome.
Before we get to the final match, there was also a backstage segment.
Yes. Talk.
With lovely Rusev Day.
Yeah.
We had Rusev and Aiden English talking about now Rusev is in Money in the Bank.
And there's going to be a new song.
There's going to be a new
Aiden
song.
Aiden was going to debut.
He was going to debut.
And I got a little nervous
mm-hmm.
because Lana interrupted.
Right. And I was nervous about this because the last time they had this,
somebody
Lana had a
back.
Little dissension. Like maybe English is holding Rusev back. But she's like, hey.
Wait a minute.
I can be Miss Money in the Bank because I'm fighting next week. We could be Mr. and Mrs. Money in the Bank.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
And then Aiden English sing the song. And I'm like, wait a minute. So now they're best friends?
Yeah, I think it's a trio now. I think it's setting it up that Lana may win hers. Rusev may not win his match because Aiden interferes and then she starts building more dissension. I don't really care. I just love the little shtick right now.
I do. And they're bringing... I'm not sure what is happening with this accent of Lana. Like, sometimes it was always there.
Yeah, and very thick.
Very
and
thick.
Overdone.
And then it disappeared. And now it's like kind of there with certain words, but not all words.
She's
like,
probably been in America long enough now that she's getting more American.
Is that the shtick we're going for?
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but this is, I do, while I don't really want Rusev to win as much as I like him, I like that actual idea of Mr. and Mrs. Money in the Bank.
I think it'd be a pretty cool
idea.
I think
it's kind of cool. Like,
yeah, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so talking about backstage promos, let's talk about the AJ promo versus the Shinsuke promo.
Ah!
All right, so AJ comes out, and he is reading straight script.
Yes.
And it's something like, I don't care if it's a Donkey Kong ladder match with burning barrels and 9-inch nails
right.
and somebody and named Elias and
steel
then there's
cage ring of fire.
Some guy named Chuck throwing waffles right. at
and
us.
And then Renee throws out the joke of, oh yeah, that's the one wrestled by or reffed by Elvis. And AJ's like, no, that's not it.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Horrible.
Not good.
Then she goes to Shinsuke and she's like, so what do you think your chances are? Chances? What does this word mean? And we're thinking, oh, God, he's going to play the no-speak English stick again.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, you know, what do you think your opportunities or the possibility of you winning are? He goes, I don't understand these words either. You want to know why? Because I don't have chances. I only succeed.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Comes out, perfect English, tells us how he's going to put elbow to face, knee to face, just break his cheek, his jaw, his eye. I break everything.
I love heel Nakamura.
Shinsuke is so over in my world right now as heel Nakamura that I don't know why they didn't do this from the get-go, and I'm loving it.
And I actually liked this idea of this match, which is the winner picks the stipulation that will be for their Money in the Bank match. So this alone, knowing this is the outcome of the match, means that at least there will be a winner.
Right.
So... I was happy for that.
Now, I loved in the middle of the match when AJ and the ref were distracted and Nakamura goes down. It's like, oh,
I got
like
punched.
He got the dick punch.
Yeah.
And AJ's like, come on, man.
Really I didn't do that. Yeah.
Yeah. And Nakamura comes up, ah, got you. So, but no dick punches this match.
No, none. Just the fake. A fake out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Nakamura winds up winning, so he gets to decide what the stipulation to the
match
is.
We don't know what that is yet.
No.
But I'm excited because I think the idea of the heel picking the stipulation is more exciting than the idea of AJ picking it. Like, so I am totally down with Nakamura winning this.
Now,
totally down.
In all, how did you feel about the match? Because I thought it was a pretty great match.
I thought it was very good.
Probably
I thought
the best in this series
so
far. I
thought it was the best they had done, especially in recent time. Like,
and I'm going to put it out there. A lot of our friends are like, oh, you want AJ and Nakamura? Well, we're going to keep force-feeding it to you every week.
Mm.
You know what? Good. It's the only good thing you're giving me right now.
Especially on SmackDown.
I like steak. Mm-hmm. I like steak a lot. I can eat steak a lot of different ways.
Yep.
I can eat it the same way a couple times in a row. It's fine.
It's fine. And sometimes I don't even finish my steak, but it was still good.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, there.
Boom.
That's what we say. Give us more AJ. Give us more Nakamura. It's actually good.
Yeah.
I like it. This is one of those things that you can keep going. I like it.
And now you know that, you know, next week there'll be no match, but I'm sure there's going to be some sort of announcement where Shinsuke comes out on SmackDown and says what the stipulation is going to be.
I'm calling shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be some sort of backstage stuff.
I am sure.
Something will happen. You don't keep AJ and Nakamura off the camera.
Correct. Correct.
So.
And that was Raw on SmackDown.
Yep. And that's what we liked about it.
Mm-hmm. And then I think we need to get into the more stuff we like, which is coming up this weekend.
This weekend.
Right Coast Pro.
Right Coast Pro.
Impound Steel Cage Show.
Impound Steel Cage.
Newark, Delaware.
Newark, Delaware.
Big matches.
Big, big matches.
I just want to come up with more stuff for you to have to say in that voice.
All right.
So fun.
We've got two steel cage matches.
We get the champion, Snitsky.
Yeah.
Big Gene Snitsky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big being the operative word there.
Versus poor Brian Prophet.
Look,
mm-hmm.
I don't think the richest man in Haiti and all his money is going to stand a chance against Snitsky.
No.
And people wonder why we are so big on Snitsky. Well, one, he's Big Gene Snitsky.
Right.
Two, done. He has the most glorious beard ever.
Glorious.
Three, he's your champ until somebody can beat him. And I don't know if there's anyone there right now that can beat him.
No, because even though Brian Prophet may be the richest man in Haiti, there's only one gold that matters. And that's the belt.
Oh!
You like that?
What a feat.
You like that? That I feel like awesome. It needs to be some sort of promo.
Wow, that was really good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Snitsky, we get that.
Call me. I'll do your promos.
Yeah, we get that. That's our first steel cage match.
Yes.
Super awesome.
Super awesome.
But to follow that,
mm-hmm.
we get a tag match.
Yes.
It's the Access Invasion of Russia's Yuri Gregory and Germany's 99.
99!
Versus Team America.
America!
We got America's Best, Colton Quest,
mm-hmm.
Disco Dave, and a mystery partner.
Ooh.
Now, we surmised last week, what if it was Miles Millennium?
Right, exactly. Just because we like him, and we think...
But I may have had a little change of heart, because Ooh. Miles is already in a match.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And as much as we hate, like in kayfabe, we hate Miles Millennium.
Hate him.
Is
he's the worst.
As wrestling fans, we like him.
No, he's we really hate
good.
Him.
Wait, shh. He's really good.
I know.
Okay, stop. Shh. Okay. Anyway. What's more American than beefcake?
Oh, I like that.
What's more
I
American
like beefcake.
Than beefcake?
But you know who else hasn't been announced in anything yet?
What's that?
Is either Baldwin brother.
I'm just saying.
What works best for a Team America than a definition of a ring technician,
what
Harry
about,
and Baldwin?
What about the whole idea of the American intensity?
Ooh, Mr. Intensity, you're saying.
Yeah. So, ooh, I could speculate one of the Baldwin brothers.
I know. This is good. But I also like beefcake idea.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing more American than beefcake. We love cake. We love beef. Beefcake is American.
All right. And then Dark Horse candidate,
mm-hmm.
they go out in the parking lot and they find a Nova GT.
A Nova GT on the parking lot.
Just hanging out.
Just waiting.
America.
America.
So whoever it is, this has the markings of another great match.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in a steel cage.
And it's in a steel cage.
You're getting two cage matches right at the beginning of the show.
Right. Then... we have something else we need to discuss, which is important. Their three-way tag team championship match.
Yes.
We have the Crazy Kids, which are the current champions, who we love. We enjoy the Crazy Kids.
Absolutely.
We have Sir Spalding Savages.
Slim Jim was our 100th follower.
He was. We loved him for that.
Yeah.
And then we have Miles Millennium versus a mystery partner. And
no,
I think...
With a mystery partner,
not versus.
We've speculated on this in this match, too. We said cardboard cutout.
Yep.
Mirror. Nicholas.
Mm-hmm.
And a participation award.
Right. But I think we need to throw something else out there.
Okay.
All right. I think we need to be honest.
Yes.
This weekend is a very important weekend in our world because Deadpool 2 comes out.
Yeah.
And unfortunately...
I like where this is going.
Unfortunately, because of that, we will not be able to attend this weekend's Impound event. So as much as Miles Millennium would want John or Craig to be his mystery partner...
The demigod.
Right.
And the machine.
Unfortunately, we cannot do that, Miles.
No, we can't.
And I mean, I know you would want us because we'd really help you get over with the crowd because everybody loves T3.
I mean, we are pretty much the top of 20 people.
Right, exactly. And I mean, the fact that we have Take Two Podcast shirts with the sleeves cut out would just be perfect.
We're animals.
Right, exactly.
You don't know us.
We are animals. We didn't even cut the sleeves out. They just fell off.
Yeah. I blew them off with my bicep flexing.
Yep, just pow!
Pow!
Pow! Pow! Pow! So, unfortunately, we cannot be there for you, Miles. But I'm still thinking Mirror. That's what
you
I'm going
go,
for.
You go, Mirror. I'm going to go.
Because mirrors can be shattered on people's heads.
I don't think they're going to go that far.
Mm-hmm.
I think Miles Millennium, I don't know. I could see a Baldwin brother with him, too, but they've fought in the past.
They have. And Miles Millennium is very conceited. He doesn't like other people. He doesn't need other people. He's just that good. What if it's Miles Millennium and a pizza full of sleeping powder?
Ooh, good mm-hmm. call.
And
I don't know.
And instead of tagging, what if it's just Miles Millennium and a normal pizza? And instead of tagging a partner, Miles Millennium just walks in the corner every once in a while and eats a piece of pizza.
But and then comes he would back fall out asleep. And fight. But then he would fall asleep.
He's immune to it. It's like Iocane powder.
So we go for a Princess Bride reference.
Yep, sure
awesome.
Did. Sure did. But that is this weekend, folks. May 19th.
There's a couple more matches.
Oh, there are more matches. That's
we
right.
We got an Olympus match.
The Olympus champion match. All right, we get Sean Royal versus Sean Donovan, the Battle of Sean's.
The Sean Don.
The Sean Don's.
The Sean DeLeve.
Yes, that is what it should be called.
The Call to Sean.
The Call to Sean. Oh.
Sean of the Dead.
This is going to be a great event. People need to go to this.
It's
going to
be a ton of fun. Anything called Impound, anything local, and like we've put over on Twitter, and like we always say about Right Coast Pro, it is the best of local wrestling in the Delmarva area.
Right.
If you have any opportunity to get up there and see this show, it's cost effective. It's family friendly. Mm-hmm. It's a ton of fun. Mm-hmm. And the wrestlers on this show give you all heart, all performance, and it is awesome. I will say this. Some of the friends of the show that know people from Right Coast and all that, they put everything they got into this.
Yes.
And and it's every month.
Mm-hmm. Every month. It's a serious, it's fun. It's fun for you. It's fun for fans. It's fun for families. Like, it's a good show. It's a good evening out. Go. Enjoy it.
You know what else I enjoyed?
Yes.
I enjoyed the London crowd.
Oh, did we enjoy the London crowd? The O2 Arena was beautiful this week.
I absolutely loved when they would not let Renee Young or Daniel Bryan talk because they just kept chanting Daniel Bryan.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That was awesome on SmackDown.
That was awesome.
But
was
even awesome. Better.
Mm-hmm.
Even mm-hmm. better. Even I better. Propose our moment of.
Our moment of. From across the pond.
The opening to Raw. Here you go, folks.
Indeed, exciting news earlier today in New York City. More later on tonight as Monday Night Raw comes your way live from the sold-out O2 Arena in London. And here comes the big one. Serenaded by 17,341 WWE fans.
The WWE Universe here in London always brings it each and every time we're here. The big dog hearing it firsthand.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Roman Reigns.
Everybody from the
O2
in London, I'm Michael Cole.
All right, so that was our moment of. The crowd booing Roman Reigns has to be the best part of either show this week.
Yes,
completely. Because it was so open, honest, and wholesome, and there is nothing WWE could do to fan it down.
You can't edit that out even if you wanted to.
Oh, so awesome.
And that's the end of our show, folks.
Yep.
All right, we have to thank once again Big Papa Take Two.
Why? Why do we have to thank them? They never thank us.
That's true.
We bring listeners to their show, and they never, never say, hey, you know what, T3? Thank you for all the awesomeness that you are. You know what they say about us?
What?
If you do want to listen to some wrestling, you could just go to their show.
That's true.
What they don't understand is the wrestling fan base is so over.
So over. Rabid, even.
That you are putting down some of your fans. Mm-hmm. You need to think about what you do.
I sense anger.
A little bit. You want to know? A little bit. You want to know why?
Hmm?
We're good.
We are good.
We're pretty damn good.
We are damn good.
All right. But anyway, we do love our parent show.
We do love them.
And
we love them.
This last episode with Jen and Brian was pretty spectacular.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to contact us, don't forget we have our mailbag segment, tripletbag@gmail.com. That's the word triple, TBAG@gmail.com. You can follow us on @Take2Takedown on Twitter. That's T-O-O, because we're just that awesome that we need two O's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need to buy an extra O.
Yes.
And you can find them on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
All we ask is that you go to our website at Take2.com
mm-hmm.
and go through our Amazon link. We get a little kickback.
Kickback.
And you get what you want.
Exactly. And that is our show this week, folks. Please let us know what you think about us. Give us ratings and reviews on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, all that. Tell us how much you love us. All right, and because we love that.
And if you're so inclined, and if you agree with us, go ahead, hit Take Two, mm-hmm. or @Take2 on Twitter, and tell them that we make the show.
We make the show. We are the kings of the network.
I'm going to say this.
Yes.
Sometime this summer, mm-hmm. in the next couple of months.
Yes.
Total T3 Takeover.
Total T3
Takeover. We're going to do our show.
Yes.
We're going to do a Take Two podcast.
Yes.
We are going to do a Realm of.
Yes.
We're going to do a soundtrack.
Yes.
We are going to do a spotlight.
Yes.
We're going to do 18 other different shows that we have in development right now, and we are going to take over.
Take over. Peace.
I got nothing.
Thanks for listening. Take Two, Take Two.
And don't forget, I love you, Bobby Roode. Bye, Bobby Roode.
Oh, no, not you, Jeff.
Not Jeff Hardy.
No. Oh, no. Queen of putrescence. What if I just took the booze and underneath it put that old woman yelling at Princess Buttercup from Princess Bride? Bow down to her, bow. The queen of putrescence.
Now you're all about Princess Bride.
I don't know why.
Stop, stop.
Stuck in my head. Sorry. All right. Are you ready, fine sir?
Yeah.
You're the one bringing it in, so.
I know.
Do we need to, if you would like to crack open your bang now and drink it, and then do your intro, I will crack open mine during the what's in the glass.
I think I got some fire in me.
You got enough fire to make it 30 seconds? Some straight fire!
Straight fire!
Yeah!
Straight fire!
Woo!
Ooh! All right.
Wagga flagga flame. Lion face. Lemon face.
Lemon face.
Red leather, yellow leather.
And fuck you, San Diego.
I'm Ron Burgundy. We're T3. Peace.
I got nothing.
We make ourselves laugh.
I had this magic epiphany.
Mm-hmm.
If I was about 100 pounds lighter, I'd be jacked.
What? I don't know why. That's not a magic epiphany. That's just general fact for most people.
No. That's an epiphany. It's like an enlightened angel kiss to my brain.
So, were you thinking prior to this, you know, there's many other things keeping me down, but now you're like, shit, it's the weight that's making me not jacked.
Yes.
It's not everything else. No,
it's not the lack of exercise, poor diet, sleeping habits.
Just the weight.
It's just the weight. If I drop this, I'm good.
I'm fucking there.
Beautiful. I am a Greek Adonis.
Adonis.
This has been a production of Take Two Podcasts.
WTTP.
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 WTTP. Or WTTP.
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 WTTP.